because you're going to become even more awake this morning, hopefully. Okay. So what's one thing that we all have in common? That's right. We are. Okay. So, you know, we all have different paths, but we all have the same destination. So with that in mind, I'm going to focus this morning on spiritual awakening, because we do all have this in common. And spiritual awakening is our destiny, and no one is excluded from it. So I have to say, I really talk about myself. You know, I recognize that living in the past is really going back to a kill zone. So I see little purpose in it. But I'm going to make an exception today because it feels relevant to what I want to share with you about spiritual awakening. So I go all the way back to the age of seven. And so you're probably thinking, what could I possibly know about anything, much less spiritual awakening at that age? Well, what I want to share with you, during that year, I spent an enormous amount of time thinking about how insane this world was. But this didn't make sense to me. You know, people would say one thing, and then they would do something else. And I remember when I was given a Bible, I really enjoyed looking at the pictures because they were so pretty. When I read the text, you know, one minute God was all loving, and the next minute God was hateful and revengeful. But it just felt so crazy to me. It's like, how is this possible? It felt so divided. You know, and at that age, I didn't know the word schizophrenic, but that's how it felt to me. So I used to wish that there was a handbook about how to live in this physical world, because it really did seem confusing. And I really didn't see a whole lot of people that were really happy. So even as a kid, I felt that there was another world, a world of peace, a world of love, a world that was our true home. So I held on to this physical feeling, this physical world we lived in, love and real. You know, how could it be? Because it was so inconsistent. Now, why would we have to learn the rules of this world if it were our true home? Wouldn't we intuitively know them? So now I'm going to move forward in time to well. And during my workshops and individual sessions, they're telling me that they don't feel like they belong here. You know, they don't feel like Earth is their home. And some have been saying to me, they feel like they're more on the planet. And so I said to them, the reason why you don't feel that this world is your home is because it isn't. So what you're feeling, if you're feeling the way that feeling is true, the physical world is not your true home. And when you realize this physical world is not your true home, you're glimpsing a memory of time within your true home. So you're really opening a door to hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. You're beginning to awaken your separation. You're beginning to awaken not just who you are, but what you are. We all have a memory of our true home. It may be buried deeply within, but you never really lose it. Your soul is simply waiting for you to remember and become aware. And you have to say, we wait one step at a time. We remember one step at a time, and we really can't rush it. You know, all we really have to do is just simply be willing, just willing to become aware of our thoughts and aware of our feelings, which can lead us to our connection with the divine. Just be willing. The waking up from the dream of being separate from God is a struggle. It is a struggle because this material world we created was born of separation and duality. So what can we accept? Except struggle in this physical world. We project our unconscious guilt. Separation outside ourselves. We because it really feels pretty miserable when it's deep inside. And it's really quite mad, of course. But the ego loves conflict, your bronze guild, and that's its job. So you know when you're feeling that way, you're listening to the voice of the ego. When we recognize that the physical world we live in was created by the ego, we not. Then we can understand why there's so much conflict and struggle in this world, with so much suffering, because that's what the ego does. Well, recently a young woman came to me, and she shared with me her grief over the loss of someone she hadn't even met. She wondered if this person would have approved her. She came from a family where she didn't feel approved of. She felt abandoned by her family. And she wanted a spirit communication with this person she had not met. She never would. She hoped and felt this person would approve of her. And what I saw was someone who really didn't need a mediumship setting. She needed to see and recognize a deeper sense of loss that she had, which she needed to heal. It was really her sense of abandonment, and not just through her childhood, but it was much deeper than that. She felt she didn't belong anywhere. And when you think about that, where does that pain come from? Because we all experience it at times, this deep sense of loss. And the answer to that question is the pain really comes from the original separation. The original separation from God. So what I said to this woman, and what I want to say to you today, if you feel like you don't belong, if you feel a loss, if you feel times that you're not approved of or appreciated, it's not because your parents abandoned you. It's not because a spouse left you or a friend turned away. These experiences are just triggers. They're triggers in your spiritual journey. They're triggers to remember the original loss. And when you remember that, it really often starts to feel like your spiritual awakening. And the sense of loss is because your experience has separation from the source of everything, the infinite, the divine. And feeling torn from this all-encompassing love, and that's what it is, into the physicality of this mad world we live in, is going to produce that feeling of loss. And again, it's just simply a trigger. So the feeling of loss is really an illusion, and it's a mad idea that holds you in your grip. But it's simply an idle thought. It's not true, because in reality, you never truly left your true home, your connection with the divine. It's not possible. You're always connected with it. And if you forget it, this blanket with a lot of illusionary thoughts, that's when you start suffering. So it's really simple, and yet it constantly escapes notice. So if you're holding thoughts that cause you suffering, when you're holding thoughts that aren't true, it's like a mathematical equation. Suffering equals false thoughts. Suffering equals illusions. So God has nothing to do with suffering. The ego has everything to do with suffering. The way out of the ego mind is not by fighting. We are fighting and arguing. But the way out is not focusing on it. Instead, focus on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is love. And only love is capable of anything else. So we can't blame God for unhappiness, but we can look at our ego, which is illusionary thoughts about ourselves that simply aren't true. So this change in focus is your tool. Changing your focus from focusing on the ego to changing your focus on the Holy Spirit. So the change in focus is your tool in becoming awake from the dream of being separate from God. So I'm going to say this again because it's really important. This change in focus is your tool in becoming awake from the dream of being separate from God. So think about it for a while. All you have to do is change your focus. Be willing to change your focus. You know, a lot of our spiritual journey is simple. We make it hard because it does require some level of discipline, requires a level of commitment. And I think people often reach that at times when life becomes really difficult. When you say, there has to be another way. It's like when you say, okay, uncle, there's got to be a better way. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And then you start really stepping into it. Okay. So this shift of focus from the ego to the Holy Spirit opens the door to remembering that you are the light of the world. Think about that. You really are the light of the world. So during the early stages of our spiritual journey, it's much easier to find darkness within, you know, and allowing the ego's specialness to work, you know. And our challenge is to see the ego at work, see how it sabotages us, how it makes us different and special and separate from each other, how it makes us feel isolated. You know, the ego is insane. Because within the ego is a total absence of love. So how insane is that? So, I mean, we can look at the world that's going on today and see how the ego is running. Okay, so when we become aware of our thoughts, we recognize when the ego is ruling us. Then we can become the decision maker. We choose to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now the rules start changing. Because within God's plan is consistency, is peace, is love. And no one is excluded. There's no signposts that spin on the wind. No madness or conflict exists here. This is your true home. Your destination, your spiritual journey. So, I imagine most of you today have had moments of oneness, you know, which really has become a driving force in your spiritual journey. And if you haven't experienced that state of peace and love, the mere fact that you're sitting here today is your soul calling you to experience your true home of oneness. And I mentioned earlier, I said pain and suffering can trigger you to refocus your attention from the ego to the Holy Spirit. The pain of loss, whether it's a death or a dream, loss of a job, loss of a relationship. You know, anything that you deem that's important is a signpost. Because it's a trigger to step more fully into your journey and return to your true home. Because in your true home, there is no loss. There is no pain. There is only love. And that, my dear friends, is who and what you really are. Love. And all you have to do is remember. Thank you.